This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We did some reporting earlier this week about retail over the holidays, who did well and who did less well. Macy's and JCPenney are firmly in that latter category, but it got us thinking this morning about Alana Furco. She manages the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. We talk to her every now and then. Conversations that turn not infrequently to the retail apocalypse that's been happening in the past couple of years. She even lost her own JCPenney at the Butte Plaza Mall, which is where we got her on the phone today. Hey, Alana, it's Kai. How are you?
Happy New Year, Kai.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for taking the time to call us. I understand you had a nosebleed situation there, so I appreciate this.
Well, yeah, there's walking program today, and, you know, they come in from the cold, they start walking. Yeah, so had to just pass off some tissue. Everything's good. Everything's good.
So the walking program is just people walking around the mall?
Yes, yeah. Our local community health, she has organized a program. They used to walk outside, but then things got a little smoky, so that drove them into the mall, and they have enjoyed it so much, they have coordinated their walking program inside.
Well, that's good, because, you know, you're getting people in the mall, and look, that's why we're calling, right, to find out what life is like in the Butte Plaza Mall these days.
Things are better.
well, that's good, because honestly, last time we spoke, it was maybe not so good. First of all, how were the holidays for y'all?
The holidays were strong. People were just wonderful. They shopped local. They shopped small. They shopped strong.
Huh.
There really seemed to be a commitment to that this year.
That's great. So small dollar purchases, but a lot of them.
A lot of them, yes. It was just very joyful and very supportive.
Well, that's good. One of the things that kind of bummed me out last time we spoke was that one of your anchor stores was closing, and you had, I think it was a hotel nearby using one of your big stores as like storage space, right?
Right. They were doing a remodel.
Yeah.
So they were staging all of the new furniture here and then moving it to the hotel as they emptied the rooms.
But now you have filled that space with a tenant. Do I have that right?
We have leased that space. Yes.
Talk to me about that.
So they actually are a call center business. They provide support for about 70 clients. It is a call-in center, not telemarketing.
Uh-huh.
So they won't be calling you and harassing you.
Okay, that's good.
These
to
are
know.
The people you want to talk to.
Yeah. I was thinking before we got on the phone today that really your job as the manager of that mall is basically to keep the square footage rented, right? And it doesn't much matter, really, whether it's a big department store maybe or a call center.
You know, we've talked about this. Sustainability of exclusive retail properties really needed to be looked at. Properties who have embraced mixed-use concepts. That's the direction that's going to be our reboot.
Right.
But, you know, if we can bring up to 300 people, that's definitely going to bring some life back to this block.
Yeah, so that's 300 jobs. That's what you mean, right?
Yes. We couldn't have asked for a better Happy New Year.
Now, talk to me about the rest of the mall. How are not the big anchor properties, but some of the smaller retail spaces through that mall doing?
You know, things have still been tough. We closed our Payless shoe store. And our manager, she's been with the company 34 years, a personal friend of mine. That was really hard. You know, if there's one thing that retailers do is we adapt. If you don't adapt, you'll go the way of the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know things are going to pick up.
Alana Furco, she's the manager at the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. Alana, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Kai.